Hi, my name is
Hello.
Natalia. Hi, my name is Natalia. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Florida. First of all, are you registered to vote in Florida?
Yeah, from what organization are you calling?
We are from Mitchell Research. This is a private investigation survey. We're just collecting information. Am I speaking with Isabel Hillenberg? Hillenberg?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. You told me that you are registered to vote in Florida, correct?
Yes.
What are the chances of your voting in the August 20th primary election for the U.S. Senate, the Florida legislature, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or don't you think you will vote? If you already have voted, please say so.
I will certainly vote
Thank you so
in the
much.
primary.
Do you plan to vote in the Republican primary or the Democratic primary?
The Democratic.
Thank you so much. In what year were you born?
Excuse me?
In what year were you born?
1955.
Oh, sorry, you told me 65, right? That 55?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
It's
Okay, is it you or another household member
me.
or both?
Me. No,
Thank
me
you.
only.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Florida are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
The wrong track.
Okay, now I am going to read you a few names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. We have Joe Biden. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, never heard of.
Very favorable.
We also have Chad Klitzman, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, never heard of.
No opinion.
We also have Barbara Cherry, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, never heard of.
No opinion yet.
We also have Kamala Harris, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, never heard of.
Very favorable.
We also have Rodney W. Jacobs Jr., very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, never heard of.
No opinion.
Thank you so much. We are halfway through the survey, so thank you for your time, and I am going to be as quick as possible. If the Democratic primary for the Florida State Senate were held today, and the candidates in your district were Rodney W. Jacobs Jr., Barbara Cherif, and Chad Klitzman, for whom would you vote? Rodney W. Jacobs Jr., Barbara Cherif, or Chad Klitzman?
I don't know yet.
Thank you so much. But, well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean? Rodney W. Jacobs Jr., Barbara Cherif, or Chad Klitzman?
I don't know.
Okay, thank
I
you so
haven't
much.
made my decision.
If you're thinking about the Democratic primary election, please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for the Florida State Senate. Home and property insurance, voting rights, LGBTQ rights, protecting reproductive rights, education, climate change and the environment, jobs and wages, healthcare, another one, or more than one?
No, all of the above.
Okay.
I cannot
If you
choose one
think,
over the
okay. Thank you so much. Now, finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are a liberal, moderate, or conservative?
liberal.
Would you say very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a master's degree.
Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
No.
Okay, thank you so much.
You have it, no?
Sorry, Isabel, right?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your time. That was the last question. Have a nice day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.